Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
John Daly, good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great, buddy. We got Justin Moore in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on his way to Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's got a concert there tonight. He's working on a new album, John. And then you called yesterday, and your new album is out. Is this your second or third album?
Third
album. The signature is you've got the signature song is you've got a duo with Willie Nelson.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, all I did was send the song to Willie because it's the type of song that I thought he would like. I mean, we've been friends for a long time. I didn't realize he would do the whole second verse and then do the lead, which was really, really awesome. I
mean, yeah, that's about as cool.
It wasn't one of those things.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't even ask to be on the song, and he just said, I love the song so much. He turns around and puts it on Roundy Crow's new charity album as well. So, I was honored. I think Justin kind of knows. I mean, you know, to get a song with Willie is not easy to do, but this is just something that he did on his own, and because he loved the song, and he says he always loves me too. So
yeah, that's amazing, man. What's up, JD? How are you, buddy?
Good, buddy. When's yours coming out?
I don't know. We're still working on it. Almost finished. I told these guys a couple of weeks ago. I think 2 or 3 weeks ago. I had talked about it on my podcast. Myself and JR, my road manager, who you know, he had brought it to my attention, and so I've been listening for a few weeks and mentioned it to these guys. It's really, really good stuff, man. Happy for you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it, brother. I mean, I do it for fun. I enjoy it. I know what you're living. So I got to ask you, so Baz, Roger, are you guys in Chattanooga? Are y'all just following Justin around to all his shows? You do the bus from wherever.
I thought he said he was going to Chattahoochee. We're in Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee.
Siri thought I said Chattahoochee, and so that's where I am right now.
I thought you said Chattanooga.
Yeah, well, the problem is we did go down to see Justin play at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. And I think at my pace, JD, for that one concert, I would struggle to do many, many concerts in a row following Justin anywhere. But we're going to try to go on some more shows. That was really a lot of fun. Matter of fact, now that you say that, JD, the last time you and Justin were together, you got up on stage with him in Tampa for the Outback Bowl, wasn't it?
No, I don't think there. I think it's DJs or something in Fort Smith
is that where
it was
Baz got on stage with him in Fort Worth.
yeah, exactly.
Wasn't invited.
Was like a bottle rocket that night. just exploded quickly.
Well, so what was the song when you guys were on stage together? What was the song, JD and Justin, that you guys did sing together when you were on stage? Do you remember?
I think it was Knocking on Heaven's Door. It's the only one I ever do.
That was it. And JD takes charge when he comes up there, buddy.
All the guys like Morgan Wallen and Jamie Johns, everybody says, you know, the new anthem of Nashville is Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Well, I do want to mention real quick, too. We don't have a lot of time here. Whiskey and Water is the new album by John Daly. It features he and Willie Nelson. So I know, Justin, you have your golf tournament coming up in May, which we haven't really talked about, which we will. And, JD, you've moved your golf tournament from Darnell to Nashville coming up in June, correct?
Yeah, mine's June 19th, 20th. Big party at Margaritaville. I think Justin knows Herc Williams. He's kind of taking it with my guy Chick and Major Ed, and we're doing the golf tournament at Old Natchez. So
I wonder if we'll be traveling with you to do that tournament.
Yeah, I talked with JD, and we're going to try to follow you guys over there and
do that one.
And then
we
also talked about, and JD, we mentioned, John Daly is playing, obviously, you got the PGA over in Tulsa. So, Justin, you know, we talked about maybe trying to make the trip over there just because it's a PGA event, and obviously it's something very special to you because you've won it before, John. And it's close. We may try to get over there and do a show from over there.
That would be awesome. I don't know how to. I mean, we want to get you. I want to get you wherever it'd be good for you guys to do it. But it would be great. You know, maybe I could come on maybe that Wednesday or something, Wednesday morning, with you guys or something. And because you know, Southern Hills is pretty much a brand new golf course. It's a lot different than what it was.
Well, I love the fact that our two guys, John Daly, is doing albums. Country music albums and music albums, and our man Justin Moore is playing scratch golf. It's great.
He knows better than that.
Listen, you're a pretty good golfer now, Justin. What's your best round ever?
We're talking to John Daly. You're calling me a good golfer. For God's sake.
We've seen you play before. Don't you hold back. Listen, this is a state champion athlete, JD, that we're talking about with Justin Moore.
No, that's why me and Justin, we've never played golf before.
Wow, we got to change that.
Yeah, and what's I feel terrible because John's asked me to play in his tournament for, golly, a decade now, and I've never been able to do it. I'm going to do my damnedest to do it this year, and I need to get you to, if you're around, JD, to come hang out and play at mine. Benefit St. Jude.
Yeah.
Well,
we're doing all that. When is your tournament? Just text me when it is. If the dates work, I'd love to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like the same. It's just, it's always the date.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, I'll holler at you, buddy. I appreciate it.
The last thing, but JD, before we let you go, how about the Razorbacks run to the Elite Eight and then getting the commitment from Anthony Black, the third five-star McDonald American in this class for Eric Musselman?
I tell you what, it's not only that, but he got the two kids from Montverde, too. I'm sorry, I can't remember the names, but he's going to have one of the best classes coming in. And what was so funny about the beginning of this year, Coach wanted me to shoot a three-pointer, and I haven't shot a basketball, and I don't know when. And I shoot it, and I make it, and I go, okay, I'm done. And then after practice, he goes, we're just not going to be that good this year. I said, well, if you just, you play the defense like you guys play defense, you're going to win a lot of games. But nah, we're not going to be that good this year. So Elite Eight, I got texting after, unfortunately, we lost by Duke. But I said, I guess you guys weren't that good this year. I was proud of them and how great they did. It was amazing. It was an amazing run, what they did. As Razorback fans, I mean, just for us, it's been so long since we've been getting in the tournament. And now he's got us in there a few years in a row, plus, two Elite Eights. I mean, we can't gripe about nothing, and then next year is just going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, listen, every sport, John, baseball's number two in the country. Basketball going to be in top 10. Football, we were top 20 and improving there. So it's just, we haven't had this kind of success across the board. I mean, women's softball, top 10. I mean, it track's always great. But this is, to have the big three doing what they're doing, especially the big two, after what we've been through, it's really super, super nice. Well, man, well, listen, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Congratulations on the new album, Whiskey and Water. And can't wait to hear more of that. And maybe we can get you together with JD and sing and play a little golf sometime.
Sounds good, guys. Love y'all. And Justin, welcome to the team. Sorry it's been so long since I know you've been on it a while, but God bless you guys. I love y'all, and go Hawks.
Thanks, brother. Much love.